We pray. Lord, we come before you now. At your feet we humbly bow. Shine your light within our heart, that we ne'er from you depart. Amen. Hear now the words that our Lord spoke through the prophet Isaiah, spoke to his son, that is God's son. Thus says the God Jehovah, I will give you for a covenant to the people and a light to the Gentiles, to open the eyes of the blind, to bring prisoners out of the dungeon, from the prison house, those sitting in darkness. I am Jehovah, that is my name, and my glory I will not give to another, nor my praise to carved images. As for the former things, behold, they have come. And the new things I declare, before they spring up, I announce them. The light of the star brought the wise men to Bethlehem. But there was more to it than that. For how would they ever know that that star in the sky was announcing the birth of the King of the Jews? It was only by the greater light of God's word. Thus, this astronomical event was for them the divine proclamation of the birth of the King of the Jews. Our text says, the former things, behold, they have come, and new things I declare, before they spring up, I announce them. These educated men must have been aware of the history of their own homeland, aware that prophecies from the Jewish scriptures had come to pass. So when the star appeared, the unfulfilled prophecy of Balaam might have attracted their attention. A star shall come out of Jacob, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel. So the light of prophecy illuminated their hearts. It kindled such a fire within them that they were willing to go on a very long journey to worship the one king who held that scepter. When they arrived at Bethlehem, they displayed their faith by bowing down to that child sitting on Mary's lap, and they gave precious gifts to them. You and I have not seen a proclamation star, nor are there any unfulfilled prophecies that I know of regarding a star. However, there is a star whose light we have seen. And having seen it, we made a 180-degree turn in our lives. So you might say that, like the wise men, we were willing to go the distance in order to worship this star. Zacharias, Father John the Baptist, referred to him as the day spring from on high, that one star up in our sky that rises every morning and sets in the evening. In the last chapter of the Bible, we hear this: I, Jesus, am the root and offspring of David, the bright and morning star. For most of us in this gym and watching online, the light of the bright and morning star has illuminated our hearts and our lives, and it happened at our baptism. We do not remember a time when we were walking in darkness, when we were stumbling about trapped in the dark dungeon of our sins. Yet we do know that it is Jesus whom God appointed to bring prisoners out of the dungeon, from the prison house, those sitting in darkness. So each time you go to chapel, go to church, read your Bible, the day dawns anew and the morning star arises in your hearts. The wise men didn't deserve this proclamation, to see that star in the sky. They did not deserve to see the greater star on the lap of Mary, and neither do we deserve it. By our sins, we have lost any right to behold the star of Bethlehem. However, by the wondrous grace of God, the starlight did burst forth for those Gentiles from the east and for us from the west. And as I said, they showed their faith by prostrating themselves before the boy Jesus. Now, in a democracy like ours, we don't usually get down on our knees and bow down before anybody. For us, it is not our physical position, but our spiritual position, as we willingly, in our hearts, bow down and submit to the will of God as it is set forth in the Bible. As the Star of Bethlehem shines on this Gentile campus, it serves as a light unto our path, as a lamp unto our feet. That light, he shows us the way to heaven through faith in him. He shows us how we should walk while we are on that way with love toward one another. He makes of us wise men and women. Throughout this world, there are all kinds of gods, even carved images, as our text says, who cannot speak, see, hear, or move about in any way. Their worshipers remain in the deep darkness of their sin's prison. Our task is to let the light of God's morning star so shine in our hearts and in our lives that those who are in darkness will see Jesus, rejoice in forgiveness, and be rescued from their heathen dungeon. So I pray that your voices and your lives will echo God's call, that call to those who are still in darkness. Awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. Let us pray with the words of hymn 359.
Thank you.